Larry Richard midweek, getting ready for the Labor Day weekend ahead. A lot of schools back in action, so welcome back. And a lot going on. And we are joined by Senator Jay Costa, who is the minority leader in our great Commonwealth, 43rd District, whose office is in Bloomfield. Senator, welcome back.
Good morning, Larry. Great to be with you again.
First question is going to be on a lot of Pennsylvanians' minds. Where are we with the budget?
Larry, I can tell you, I think we're inching forward. Maybe not at the pace that folks would like us to be, obviously, but I think we're relatively close to locking down what's been referred to as the spend number, how much of our budget we're going to spend, and more importantly, how we're going to allocate and appropriate those dollars. And that's some of the challenge that we're facing right now. And there's disagreements about how much should be spent in different categories, and we're working through all that. But I think we're close to getting something done, both on that issue, but also the major issue that we're talking about relates to transit funding as well. And I think both of those items are coming closer to an agreement. I can't say tomorrow or the next day, but I think within a short period of time.
At first blush, without additional funding, drastic cuts for public transit are anticipated. We've seen some of those start in Philadelphia. Where do we stand in Pittsburgh, and what kind of money are they looking for to avoid what some people have cataloged as catastrophic?
Yeah. So the proposal we've been working around, it would provide about $293 million statewide, not only to the SEPTA system, which is a five-county system, not just Philadelphia, but five counties are part of that system, and then PRT as well. We would generate here in Western PA for PRT about $40 million of that $293. And we're focusing on starting there. We know that's not everything that's needed, but I think that's where we can find that right balance to be able to get support to get something done. We'll match that with a similar amount of road and bridge money in this process so that the roads and bridges in more rural parts of Pennsylvania who don't necessarily rely as much on transit, they'll have the ability to support something along those lines. And at PRT, our changes won't go into effect until probably February. That would be like a 25% fare increase to, I think, $3 a trip. And also we'll be talking about 40% route reductions. And SEPTA system, as I mentioned, the five-county system, they've already implemented, I think on Monday, a 20% reduction. So they've cut out a bunch of routes and a bunch of train routes in those five counties. But also beginning, I think, September 1st, Monday, they will also have a 21% fare increase. And again, if we do our fare increase in PRT, we're going to be one of the highest in the country, and Philadelphia is not far behind. So, and these are pretty major reductions, and it's going to impact the ability of people to get to work. And the SEPTA system, in particular, this Philadelphia school district relies upon mass transit to get their kids to school, and it's created chaos in that space. But also, employers and the Chamber of Commerce folks in those areas in the SEPTA system are realizing that their folks aren't able to get to and from work timely, and it's creating major issues there as well. But, you know, we got to bring a resolution to this thing, and I think we're working towards that end.
Will we, if we get the proper funding, cuts will have to be made, but won't be as dramatic. Is that correct? Or will they be able to save the system?
Well, I think they'll be able to save the system as we know it, but I can't guarantee you that there won't be some reductions in routes or services going forward, because again, the $40 million that we will likely get through this process is about only half of what we'll need as we go out 10 years. So they'll have to manage and mitigate against some of those losses as we go forward. But at the end of the day, it'll calm things down for a while without major route reductions, but a more timely and thoughtful process to allow them to be able to manage their expenses going forward. And we know this is not a 10-year fix. This is likely to be a three- or four-year fix for now for both all across the Commonwealth. And we know that we have to do more work as we look out. The issue is that we need to find a dedicated funding stream to support this. Governors propose, and we support, utilizing an increased portion of the sales tax, not increasing, but just an increased portion. We can't get Republicans to want to do that. And that's really been the hang-up. Even though it's passed five times from the House, that version, Senate Republicans won't consider it. They're now looking at utilizing revenue from some gaming funds, but also looking at utilizing the Public Transit Trust Fund, which is basically escrowed money for projects and purchases of buses and trains and tracks, et cetera, and utilizing a portion of that for 2 years, but the commitment to repay it, which I think is essential, and then use it only for transit, not for roads and bridges as they proposed. But then having in year three and four and beyond, having some dedicated funding stream to support ongoing transit funding as we go forward. And that's really the challenge.
Senator, before you go, a little sidebar question. The skill games that have popped up all over the state, it's kind of a loophole in the gaming law. Some have suggested there could be monies there or at least be some type of regulations. Right now it seems to be, I see these places popping up, and I'm like, where did they come from?
Well, Larry, you're exactly right. They're existing based upon a loophole, despite the fact that in 2017 we very specifically wrote language they would not be permitted, but they went ahead and did it anyhow, and they've got a loophole you described. We fully intend to have them part of the conversation to regulate and tax them. We need to treat them, in my view, on parity with what we do with slot machines that are located in casinos, and also the VGTs that are in the truck stops around the state. They all need to be taxed at a similar rate and also regulated, also connected to the Gaming Control Board and all those other features that we already have in place. That's what we're working on. That is very likely to be a revenue source of an ongoing, you know, recurring, consistent revenue base for transit and transportation going forward. But it's going to take a couple of years to get that up and running, so we need to we're working to bridge the gap for the first couple of years and have that maybe be one of the dedicated funding streams going forward.
Appreciate your willingness, as always, Senator, to talk. Thank you, and enjoy the Labor Day weekend.
Thanks, Larry. You as well.
Senator Jay Costa.